Shawn Mendes reps Canada in style at the Met Gala. Jessie J opens up about her miscarriage, and Spinal Tap drummer Rick Parnell dies at 70. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Shawn Mendes repped Canada in style at the Met Gala on Monday night. The 23-year-old singer showed up on the red carpet looking Gaston-level dapper in a navy Tommy Hilfiger peacoat with pop burgundy collar over a navy suit and turtleneck. He completed the look with nail polish showcasing the Hilfiger logo. Keeping with Mendes' commitment to being eco-friendly, his suit was reportedly created from upcycled fabric from the Hilfiger archives. "This is completely sustainable," he told Vogue, "so I'm just proud to be in this year, honestly." Mendes showed up to the Met Gala solo, but his ex Camila Cabello was also there. Last September, Mendes and Cabello walked the red carpet together, with Mendes turning heads in a black suit and no shirt. Other stars at Monday's gala included Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, Jack Harlow, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Lizzo, Travis Barker, and so many more. This year's Met Gala theme was Gilded Glamour, inspired by the Costume Institute exhibition in America, an anthology of fashion. Guests were instructed to embody the grandeur and perhaps the dichotomy of the Gilded Age New York. The event's co-chair were Regina King, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Blake Lively, and Canada's Ryan Reynolds. Jessie J has opened up about the miscarriage she suffered late last year. "It felt like I'd been given everything I'd ever wanted, but then someone had gone, but you can't have it," she said during an appearance on the Diary of a CEO podcast. "I've never felt so lonely in my life." Jessie recalled waking up one morning and feeling like something was not right, so she went for a scan and the doctor told her the baby's heartbeat was very low. Jessie said she decided to go to another doctor for a second scan and was given the news that there was no heartbeat. The 34-year-old English pop singer, whose real name is Jessica Cornish, shared the heartbreaking news last November on social media. "I'm still in shock. The sadness is overwhelming," she wrote at the time. "But I know I'm strong and I know I'll be okay. I posted because I didn't have anyone there to break on. I didn't have anyone to just fall apart on," she recalled. "And that's what I needed and that's what I wanted." Surprisingly, Jessie went ahead and performed a sold-out acoustic show at the Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles. When she arrived home that night, reality hit. "I closed the door and I fell to my knees," said Jessie. "That was the worst moment of the whole experience, was me realizing that other than my career, being a mother and having a child has been the biggest excitement of my life." She added, "It was just the saddest thing. At the same time, I knew that the reason it had happened because I just wasn't supposed to do it alone. I know I'm supposed to find someone that wants this as much as I do." Jessie said she is grateful that she was able to experience being pregnant and said that the experience has opened the door for her to love herself deeper. She admitted that she's still processing what happened and feeling moments of intense sadness and grief, but also moments of excitement knowing that I won't do it alone. Rick Parnell, the English rock drummer who played Mick Shrimpton in the 1994 mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap, died on Sunday. He was 70. A cause of death was not immediately disclosed. "No one ever rocked harder," tweeted co-star Harry Sheeran. Parnell, who's reportedly turned down chances to join Journey and Whitesnake in the 80s, played in 70s bands Horse, Atomic Rooster, Stars, and the Italian band Tritons, Ibis, and Nova. He also performed with Michael DeBars, who tweeted, "Some musicians are playing a role. Others are rock and roll. Rick Parnell was the latter, the real thing. Lost and found in a rhythm that was both jarring and beautiful. His heart still beats." Parnell played drums on Tony Basil's 1982 hit Mickey. Because his character spontaneously combusted in This Is Spinal Tap, Parnell acted as Shrimpton's twin brother when the band made appearances following the release of the film. He performed on two Spinal Tap albums. A GoFundMe campaign was set up before Parnell died to help recover expenses for cremation and a memorial service. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.